Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider, and you can hear this complete conversation as well as recent shows featuring guests discussing new cases of the troubling cattle mutilation phenomenon, worrisome instances of clandestine CIA torture, and the evidence that the lost city of Atlantis may have really once existed. Check out these programs and many other fascinating episodes waiting for you in the Coast to Coast Archive by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back. George Norrie with you. Lainey Dolphin founded the Dream Interpretation Center in Montreal back in 1997. Her interest in dreams stems from her early experience in Freudian analysis, where dream work was the primary tool. She's been a member of the International Association for the Study of Dreams since 1997 and was a board of directors member from 2005 to 2009. Several of her books include Have a Great Dream, The Overview, Decoding Your Dreams to Discover Your Full Potential, and also Have a Great Dream Book 2, A Deeper Discussion, Decoding Your Dreams to Discover Your Full Potential. Lainey, welcome to the program. Looking forward to this tonight.
Me too, George. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Now, this episode that occurred when you had that early experience, what was that that really was the catalyst for you?
Well, that's the perfect question to begin our discussion, because I want to give you the proper backdrop, and then going forward, you'll know where I'm traveling to.
Okay, because we're traveling with you.
Yeah, okay, and I'm glad for that. The dream is actually the conversation that you're having with yourself concerning a very specific current issue in your life that you are attempting to problem solve this week. I'm talking about at the first level, because I'm a deep kind of girl, but I'm also a first things first person. And the first thing that I always want to do is find out from the dreamer through a series of questions, what is the situation in your life this week that triggered this dream? And dreams are amazing because not only are you having a discussion with yourself about something that's bothering you, but the dreams reveal the solutions to the issues And if you understand the language, it gives you power, comfort, and flexibility in how you decide to react to a person or a situation.
They do give you the ability to change things, to solve problems.
Absolutely.
Powerful
change
tool.
Is definitely, I'm here to tell you that change is possible. I'm not saying it's easy, but the dreams reveal certain aspects of your character that you may be over or under exercised with. And for that, I will just say this, that when you're born whole. We come into the world whole, and we have a plethora of potential and possibility. We have the ability to be shy, to be assertive, to be selfish, to be giving, to be courageous, to be chicken. And the people that bring us up teach us that it's more cool to be one way than another way. And so we become what Frederick Perls would have called over-invested in certain aspects of our personality and under-invested in other aspects. And I'm just going to give you a quick example, and I'll even use myself as the example. I was brought up by European parents. And so in the house that I grew up in, my father was an absolute doll who had a temper. And so if he was yelling at me when I was 6 or 7, I couldn't look at him and say to him, excuse me, I don't really like how you're talking to me right now, because I probably would have ended up in my bedroom. And so I learned to become over-invested in shutting up and under-invested in speaking up, or under and over-exercised. And so when I was 40, I'm 66 now, by the way, and when I was 40, I was studying at the Alfred Adler Institute Dream Analysis, actually with the American Dr. Leo Gold. And it's also when I was 40 that my dad passed away, and that was the period of time in my life where I was exercising my voice. And one night, I had an argument with Andy, who's my husband, who is also very sweet, and also has a temper. And so he raised his voice at me, and I stood there saying nothing. And so that was my knee-jerk, over-exercised part of myself. And I went to sleep that night and dreamt about an aunt of mine who had actually already passed away 15 years. And if I ask myself, knowing how to do dream analysis and understand the language, using a symbol's point of entry, I ask myself, what are the first two or three things that come to my mind about that aunt? And I could tell you the first thing was, she had such a big mouth. And if she didn't, she was probably the most assertive person I ever met, George. And if she didn't like you, she had no problem letting you know. So she is the solution to the dream. And when I woke up to the issue, and when I woke up in the morning, I'm not going to go from someone who's shaking in my boots and been conditioned that way to somebody who's assertive like her. But because I understood that she's the solution to the issue, I need to tap that aspect of my personality. And when we got up in the morning, I said to Andy, I'm really uncomfortable about how you spoke to me last night. It makes me feel like I'm 7 or something and I'm with my dad again. Please don't talk to me like that. So where she's a style of person that would have said, told him where to get off.
Yeah, exactly.
I tapped into just that potential. I call it potential. And so that's what it looks like. That was my first time in the gym, exercising that aspect of my sleeping, the sleeping part of my personality, or Carl Jung would have called it my shadow. And now here we are 26 years later. I could tell you I've been exercising that muscle, and Andy doesn't yell at me anymore.
See, you trained her, basically.
Well, that's what happens when you change your attitude. I always say that it reminds me of the mobile that hangs on top of a child's crib, is that if you remove one piece of the mobile, the whole thing is going to shake it up. But it does reach another position and balance, though, once you've upset the balance. And really, so it makes a tremendous difference when you change to how the people around you respond as well.
Eleni, why do we have different kinds of dreams? We've got precognitive, lucid dreams, nightmares, powerful dreams that solve problems. Why do we have different types of dreams?
Well, actually, all of the dreams are solving problems, and nightmares is a great example, because the nightmare, we are self-regulating organisms, and so whatever it is that we are underreacting to in our waking life, the dream is going to overreact, and the overreaction is the nightmare. And sometimes it's the recurring dream. And that's because I call this, I always say, I teach at Concordia University in Montreal to the counseling students. Mm-hmm. And whenever I lecture there, I always say to them, welcome to the human race. Because as humans are consciously, we lie, we avoid, we sweep. And that's part of the human condition, but your unconscious mind never lies to you. And so whatever it is that you are not responding to in your waking life, you can be sure that your dream is going to be out there with that plastic baseball bat hitting you over the head, trying to get your attention. And the nightmare is a healthy subconscious mind succeeding in grabbing your attention, because it gets you to talk about the dream. And once you start talking about the dream, it's the same thing as brainstorming. You've brought it out into waking life, and now you're talking about it. I can just give you a quick example of this woman who was dreaming that she got a brand new puppy, and she has the puppy up on a table. She's sitting at a table, and the puppy is like right level with her, and she's feeling so happy in the dream that she got this new puppy, and all of a sudden it poos all over her and all over the table. And so using a and so the dream was about this job that she got that she was just so excited about. And once she was there about 10 days, she unfortunately quickly discovered that the boss is an abusive guy, and he was pooing all over her. And so I'm a solution getter. That's what I'm all about, because I truly, after 45 years, I know that the dream is always offering you strengths and solutions that you need at this time in this situation. And the responses that you do may not always be the same, but for this woman, I took the dream story out into waking life and asked her, what would you do if that happened to you in waking life? And she said, I would take the puppy off the table, literally, and I would clean it up and clean me up. And that was the solution to her problem. She quit the job. She took it off the table, literally.
Do the dreams ever mislead us?
Never.
That's good to know.
Your unconscious mind is always looking after you and always giving you the best advice that you can possibly get.
Now, is that us, though, or is there some other force out there, Lainey, that is giving us that information?
Well, I'll tell you, George, I am a spiritual person, true, but when I'm looking at dreams, I'm looking at dreams from an eclectic approach using the ideas of Freud, Jung, Adler, and Perls. So I can give you another example of if I'm getting on a plane, like when I have to travel, I might dream about my father, because my father represents, from a psychological point of view, that male business side of myself, and I might need to access that potential to get on the plane and go away from all those lovely daughters and granddaughters and my husband, as opposed to dreaming about my mother, who is my maternal, stay-at-home, take care of the kids side of myself. But how do you and I know that my dad is not really visiting me? We don't know. But when I'm talking to people about deconstructing why you had that dream last night and how your response to today's situation might be reflecting early childhood conditioning that you had, and talking about change, that's more what I'm all about. And so there might be spiritual things and other things going on. And by the way, I think there are, because I think we are so sophisticated and there's so much going on in our unconscious mind. But my particular focus is on the language of metaphor and teaching you, A, why did you have that dream last night, and B, helping you understand what a solution looks like when it comes in the form of a metaphor.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.